This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
How well does this format do?
It does great.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. In a way, I'm sad to report. It really is guy stuff, and it becomes bottom feeding at a certain point, and it makes someone like me crabby. It's not Algonquinian conversation we're dealing with here.
This is a business of actors and actresses. You know, we don't have scripts, but we all come to work acting parts.
Question number 7. Clarence Thomas allegedly tried to coerce Anita Hill into watching films featuring this black porno star.
I remember when that happened. I don't know what black porno star it was.
The answer would be Long Dong Silver.
Pull that.
Question number 8.
Well, that's going to come right after Steamboat Willie and a lot of answers, I can tell.
Are we ready for question 8?
Yes.
Eazy-E died of A, a drive-by shooting, B, AIDS, C, a drug overdose.
Danny, call like the Beatles and see if they can get a Long Dong Silver song.
Is the time.
Why'd we dump out of that?
20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday, and what a day we have ahead of us today, but I guess the question of the day right now, at any rate, is what happened to that rather abrupt ending of the show open?
Psycho?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That is a great question. Grego?
I have no idea. Just kind of petered out.
Well, somebody ought to be able to provide us with an answer. I don't believe we quite reached the punchline there, did we?
I don't think we're in the business of answering questions on this show.
I can tell you exactly why. Because Danny got mad because we were yelling at him saying we were going to play this same thing, the same piece of audio in conjunction with another piece of audio in 2 hours. So he thought quickly on his feet and said, if we're going to play it in 2 hours, let's dump out of it. That way, if no one's heard it before, then they're not going to hear it twice if they stick with us through the whole show.
I thought it was a well-calculated, executed decision on my
part. That was good producing on your part.
All right, so that raises the question then. Was that a well-executed plan, or did he just get his panties in a wad?
I'm not mad.
Because he was being taken to task.
Do I sound mad? Come on.
You sound a little mad to me.
Anybody can disguise the way they sound.
You sound a little upset with me.
I'm really not. It takes a lot more than that to get my knickers in a twist.
Just think, though, Danny, you could be driving around. It's kind of warm today, first real warm day of the year. Some car that has no AC delivering a pizza somewhere out to East Dallas. But no, you're sitting in a nice air conditioning room making about $750,000 producing a highly ranked sports show.
Instead of making your way over to Gus Thomason.
With a large pepperoni and a salad.
Right.
And a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
Debating whether or not to eat one piece and then smush it together to make it look like it hasn't been touched.
And trying to determine whether or not you're going to like the guy that answers the door and whether or not you should spit on it.
I've done and thought all of those things at one point or another. Well, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Well, we have a very special show here today because we are emanating live from Dillard's in North Park. Dillard's in North Park. A very fun place for us. We pop up at Dillard's from time to time, and we always have a great time here. So,
I wish Grego was here.
I do too. I love
Grego. Is not here.
Grego, I'm going to buy.
It's my favorite department store, bar none.
I'm going to buy a bathing suit today in your honor.
Are you?
Yep.
At Dillard's?
I am. At Dillard's.
You should. I'm sure you're going to get a quality merchandise at a very good price.
I hope so.
I got to buy britches today.
What are britches?
Well, once again.
Long pants?
Dillard's is stocked with britches.
You think they're pretty well stocked with britches?
There is no question. Whatever kind you want.
All right. Well, we'll take care of all that after the presentation is over. Now, out here at Dillard's today, there are a number of things that everyone needs to stand apprised of. They're going to have tons of giveaways from Perry Ellis. That's kind of what we're doing out here today and who we're out here for. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and Rough Riders tickets. We are in the men's department at Dillard's at North Park. A couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks are going to be out here a little bit later on. As will the great former cowboy, Tony Dorsett.
Yes.
Tony. He will be here signing autographs from 5 until 7. You will be able to register to win one of two autographed Tony Dorsett footballs. The first 100 people who purchase $75 in Perry Ellis merchandise get a portable CD player as a gift with that purchase. And you can register to win a Sports Illustrated poster autographed by the great Tony Dorsett.
So, Hall of Famer.
Right. So, angles all around out here today for you to come out to Dillard's at North Park. They have some of the nice, what is it, IBM root beer?
IBC.
Oh, yeah. IBC root beer.
Every time we go to Dillard's, they always roll out some great food units.
Well, they've got that. They got IBC root beer working out here.
Mike was confusing his trip to the bathroom earlier.
No, I wasn't either. Which is just about the, I would say, king of root beers.
Mm-hmm.
The IBC.
Yep.
Anybody know a better one?
Frosty might have something to say with it, but IBC is certainly pretty good root beer.
Well, give me IBC. I can scarcely think of a better root beer that we've experienced.
Now, did Knee-High make the root beer?
Yeah, Knee-High made the root beer. Sure did.
Are they still in business, Knee-High?
I don't think so.
Because you know Grapette is out.
Right.
They are out of business.
Right. The elusive Grapette came back for a while and then showed just how elusive they really are, and they are out.
Although, I've got a few cases stashed.
I have a case stashed myself that has been tapped into only a couple of times.
I'm only going to break into it on very rare, special occasions.
That's a good move.
Well, what kind of an occasion, Greg?
Birthdays, anniversaries.
Halloween, maybe?
A Ranger win, which might not happen today since they're behind 3-0.
Oh. Well, it's great having Grego at home because he can watch the Ranger game.
Yeah, it is.
And I just saw a 3-run home run by Troy Glaus.
Wow. That's all right. By the time the Rangers go back out in the field, they'll be up.
Wouldn't surprise me the way they're playing lately, but you know who's on the mound, don't you?
Chad Ho?
Yes, and check out his day game stats. Not very good, buddy.
No, not very good. All right, well, that's what we've got today as far as Tony Dorsett being out here and all.
Aren't we going to visit with him at some point?
We are scheduled to. Hopefully he will get out here early enough for that to happen.
But then again, it's our show, and despite the fact that he's going to be right there with us, that doesn't mean he's going to come on.
Oh, no, there's absolutely no assurance whatsoever we're going to be able to get him on, despite the fact that he'll be mere feet away from us.
Right.
E-News will take place at 4:30 today, and Fun with Real Audio at 5:10, and the Ranch Report will be at 5:30, so... There is a corridor which is certainly going to be action-packed here in the presentation today, but the question on everyone's mind is, why is the Hammer not out here? And we're going to address that next. It is 3:28. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, The Hard Line, live from Dillard's at North Park.